we were supposed to.
Even though we got intense a little bit, but it was so worth it.
Well,
ah,
you know.
Maria, come in. What is your impression of this crazy class tonight?
Are you kidding?
You know, if you have noticed.
Her number came up, she's here.
Yes. But she only wants a small bakery.
She wants a little piece of bread.
If you have realized, those of you that have been coming here years, and there are a few of you tonight, emphasize was to drop two. And now every one of you translate 2 to 1 automatically. Freedom.
Absolutely.
Freedom. Eternal freedom. Any sharing?
I have a question that, not for this class, but thinking about it. Your ideas are, what do you say about Jesus? Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ?
Christ is the consciousness that is pure. Jesus was symbolic of the name and the form. But what was greater than the form and the name was the Christ consciousness. This is why each one of us are Jesus and each one of us are Christ, depending on if we are in a body consciousness as Jesus or Christ consciousness as the unlimited, pure, we call it Satchit Ananda, awareness, bliss, and truth. Hmm.
What's that tape called you've been listening to? The Secret?
Yeah.
See, The Secret was made for to be distributed to the masses regardless of whether they want it or not. Okay?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
You're the only one in here that's seen it, I think.
Like Sensei says, if it gets into the wrong hands, it could cause problems.
Thank you for saying that, because I was going to just say, if you hear anything here, if it's not your experience for quite some time, do not share it, do not write about it, do not give it away. You're damaging the listener and yourself, period.
And I just want to share something. That's what happened to me at the beginning when I was learning all this. I was screaming and I want to, everybody know what I know because that freed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought everybody should know what I know that I had lacked before.
Yeah.
But it wasn't going right.
Yeah.
It was damaging me, and also it was damaging him. That's what she stopped me of doing.
Yeah,
and
I absolutely stopped.
Now everything is silence. Everything is.
You know, when we were talking that about happiness, and I thought what you had said about those things are products. Like happiness could be a product of
the mind,
or products of your consciousness. I mean, you could.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, those are like byproducts, or you know, of things. So, but it's not the.
No,
the
it
real
depends.
Deal.
It depends. If your happiness is given from outside, fulfillment of some desire, the unhappiness will come when your desire is not fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
When you sap your being. B, if you feel happy, is the being exploded in you. If you feel peaceful, is exploded
mm-hmm.
in you.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
Then when you go to the mind again, the unhappiness comes.
That's what I think we were trying to explain to Dawn, that it's a product. Happiness could be a product, but it's not the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Or not.
In my real world, the duality of happiness and unhappiness doesn't exist. For I only do what I want to do. Mm. Yeah, and you know, and I want peace, and everything is centered along that, and everything is structured along along that line. And,
That's right. The only thing I want to finish tonight with is that a lot of things being said and discussed and lot of things that, but do not give it any value of what I say, none, unless it has worked. Then give it value because you gave it value. A stone in Mihaela's hand could be a stone, could be a diamond. It depends which one she wants it to be. Now, the reason she sees it as a diamond, because it has worked inwardly with her. She has enough clarity to see it as what it is. So this is why those of you that came for a long time knows that I said, if it fits, wear it. If it works, do it. If not, throw it in the garbage, because keeping it just because I said it is stupid. You know, who am I? I'm nobody. Why should you listen to me? But if you have, if it hits your heart, put it to practice and see what it does. And I know for those of you that have been here, what it has actually done. I see it in their eyes. I know it from these people. Did I do it? No. You. Is there a problem with this?
Shanti Vasi Sairam 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 Ekeram Sundaranam Shirdi Sai Dura Kama Prashanti Vasi Sairam Allah Ishwara Sairam Utapardi Purike Hey Bhagavan Daya Karo Kirpa Karo Raksha karo, hey Bhagavan, Sairam, Sairam, Ekeram, Sundaranam, Shirdi Sai, Dura Kama. Shanti Vasi Sairam 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 Ekeram Sundaranam.
Namaste to all of you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Remember who you are not, equally as much.
Voila, Madame the Mistro.
I like to say that these two human beings beside me have been incredible. Not only they understood and they freed themselves to the extent that they need to, but until now, but they are serving unbelievably the Iranian society and with those toolbox. And Ida is helping unbelievably with the DVDs. She's writing them down, a manuscript, and they eventually we will do a small book list, and I would like to thank her tonight. And then all the love that she puts into the work. And then of course, Zinat, she was sent to me, and she doesn't know. She thinks I was sent to her. She was sent to me because I always wanted to hide except for this class. And she kicked my butt out of the solitude. And she was, she when she saw the truth, she says, people need to know. And she became an instrument. Now we have leaks, leaks with Iran and leaks with different states in Iran, and a lot of things is happening. And she works, honestly, God, 14 hours a day. Constantly, she either translating, she's turning the conferences, and she writes them down, and she sends them to Iran. She's in contact with everybody. I cannot tell you that. Remember, I was telling you guys that you have a painting, but what good is it if nobody appreciates it? And as far as here goes, I would really like to acknowledge Mihaela and Tony for continuing when I couldn't be here and upholding. Had it not been for you two, I would have not come back.
Wow.
And I'm dead serious. So my thanks goes to you two very much.
I kind of felt like they were carrying a torch.
Yes.
It was a heavy
torch. And I didn't even ask.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just prompted, and they obeyed it, their
mm-hmm.
inner. They knew that if they don't hold it up, who's going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This is what was after your 6 week.
Yeah, before I went. And of course, Ida, at that time, she was closely putting her feet on my footstep, and she couldn't be in charge of that. But you guys
she's
did it
traumatized. She had to take care of herself first.
Yeah. We all here wanted to thank you too, Tony. I was feeling like, thank you, man.
She did this,
yeah, I know. There is always, behind any good man, there is a great woman.
I remember walking out and you two standing by the door saying, well, we're not going to stop this, we're going to keep doing it. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay, cool.
I was in a very crucial day of my silence when I heard it from, who was it, Richard, that you guys have in it. I was in a crucial moment of making a decision. I swear to God, when he came home and says, do you know they still have the classes? And tears started coming out. And I said, oh my God, I can't believe somebody got it and knew it is dear enough to not lose it, to not let it fade away. And these are the pillars of the truth. Truth doesn't need a pillar, but the world does. We need to become that pillar. If we like it, if it has changed our life, you must go and become the light for others. That is demanded of us.
Tony, weren't you building a meditation room in here with Lois?
Yeah.
They're building a meditation room.
They're building a meditation.
You're kidding. I didn't know that. I did not. In a verbal thing, I didn't. But my wish was to have
it. They're going to name it Nana or Richard. I'm kidding.
Aww, that would be so nice.